There's something I need to talk about, and I feel like I should look better than this if I'm going to talk about this topic, but it's fine. I saw a girl on TikTok. She was like, I'm going on my third date with a guy, get ready with me. But is it an ick if a guy doesn't pay for the first date? An ick, babes, is a red flag. First, I want to clarify, an ick is something like he was drinking water and he spilled a bit of it on himself. That's an ick, okay? It's something that will pass in due time. This is a red flag. A deep-rooted psychological issue. I'm going to explain myself. I went on a cutesy little date when I was 15 with some other guy who was 15. He took me to the movies and he paid for it. So now you're telling me this whole grown man, this entire grown man could not even pay for your date. But there's 15-year-old, 16-year-old, 17-year-old men out there paying for first dates, left, right, center. They've just got a Saturday job. And they're oh, hold yourself to a higher standard. I've said it. I don't know what's going on out there, but we're down so bad. I also want to clarify, if a guy pays for a date, it's not a gesture and it's not a treat. Now, I'm not saying don't be grateful. Be like, oh, cute, he paid for the date. I really appreciate that. But it's not a gesture and it's not a treat. It's frankly the bare minimum and he's just doing his job. If a woman very occasionally pays, you must regard that as a gesture and a treat because that is, she's going out of her way to do that. And frankly, this isn't up for debate. I'm not willing to debate this with anyone. I'm not. It is what it is. If you guys disagree, that's fine. You can go off and build your 50-50 relationships. But majority of women do not want that because it's not sustainable for females. A man is a provider and a woman is a nurturer. This is just, it just is. God sakes. A woman provides you with love and care and support in a different way than you will provide that for her. When a relationship grows, a woman is naturally going to take a step back and allow you to fulfill your career goals and stay home with kids, etc, etc. Therefore, a man paying for a first date is the bare minimum for a second date because you're showing your ability to provide by this little thing that you are required to do. And this is nothing new. This is an old concept. It predates religion. Anyways.
Right. Just say what we want. When you think about it, go!
If women expect men to be traditional, then they should be ready to be traditional too. If they don't want that, they must be ready to share the bills. I think it's okay if women don't want to be housewives, but they must understand that they must give something back to compensate it. Most women trade their roles as housewives by the chance of working and having their own money, but then they don't want to spend that money in their relationships and expect men to pay for everything. It's really hard for them to understand that only being pretty doesn't make you a good woman.
Here's something really interesting. It's the bad boy paradox, they call it, that young, naive women are attracted to those Machiavellian types.
Definitely.
But when they get older and more experienced, they start to be able to see through that. The reason they're attracted to it, as far as I can tell, and I talked about this with Bus to see if I was way off on the wrong track, is that those reckless, fearless people mimic real fearless competence, and young women aren't good at distinguishing between the two, and so they get sucked in by the sort of psychopathic recklessness because they think it's fearless competence,
right.
And then of course the guys who are doing that, they'll prey on that because they're
right.
Trying to ape competence. But what the women are really after in their heart of hearts, they might be out for an adventure too because there's that element of it, but they want that fearlessness that does go along with true generosity and competence and also the ability to keep, you know, real darkness away.
I did a video on why good guys are boring. I think it's only fair I do a video on why girls love bad boys. It's the charm. Bad boys are very charming, extremely charming, and they know women inside and out. Like, it's always the bad guys that be knowing exactly how to talk to you and exactly how to move with you. And bad boys honestly give you a challenge. Like, as much as people want to say, oh, it's toxic and this and that, like, there's a certain level where, like, I feel like your partner should be able to challenge you. And I must admit, like, who doesn't love a good chase? Like, I think healthy chase is not so terrible. I don't think you should give everything all at once. That's what makes the relationship boring, when you dump everything all at the beginning. But I also have to admit, it's ego. I think the more someone shows you that they don't want you, the more you want them. That goes for men and women. I don't know, there's just something about bad boys. It's like they know how to show you the right amount of what you need, but they're just damn right players. They're no good.
They chase after bad boys, get run over by them, and finally, when they're completely broken, they go to the internet to cry, telling everyone how they are the victims. Oh boy, the delusion. What's even more impressive is that modern women never learn. Older women have gone through that and they don't teach those kind of things for younger ones. Listen guys, don't save them. It was their choices. Let them deal with the consequences.
Why does he keep treating me bad? This is a very simple answer. Because you are sticking around for it. No one can keep treating you bad if you don't stick around for it. Stop listening to the promises. Stop listening to all the BS. Stop giving chances. Stop settling. Stop begging for love. All those things, just stop. Get this mofo out of your life. And that's it. No contact. Stick to it. Hanging out with people like this is not the answer. And what you put up with, you end up with.
Are you single or in a relationship?
I am recently single.
How has a single life been for you?
It's been good. A lot of growing, which is much needed for me. Yeah.
In what ways have you grown?
Not being dependent on someone, for sure. Trying just to find myself.
So what is the most exciting part about being back on the dating scene?
Being more picky this time. I'm really actually seeing what I want and not just falling for someone that is not worth my time.
Oh, sure, yes, absolutely.
Raising your standards after a relationship goes bad is not the answer for everything. Only people with ego problems think like that. When you can't admit that the problem may be you too, then you only blame the other side. So, the only way that you have to fix the problem is by being more selective. That is naive and immature. Don't do that. Stop the delusion.
I have a problem with the men in Australia right now.
No, look, not all the men. It's the men that you choose.
Yeah, at this point, is it their fault?
I also...
Yeah, okay, well, I just want to tell you a story, and I guess this is what happens when the dating pool gets smaller, you hit your 30s, you know, there's that awkward time where people are already married, they haven't figured out that they want a divorce yet. Now, producer Keisha, she's the... one of my really good friends, she produces the podcast. 2 weeks ago now, maybe, I was like, oh, I finally matched with one person. Someone's decent. Had some topless photos. It's pretty cute.
Okay. I hate a topless photo.
He's so beautiful. I'll show you him. I'll show you too, Mitch. You'll appreciate it more.
Sure.
So he was divine with some bands. And I was like, it's been great. Couple of weeks of chat. She's like, oh my God, I matched with someone too. And I was like, no way. The bands start with her.
No. The old double match.
And then she's like, but he stopped talking to me a couple of days ago now. Went cold. And I was like, oh, so did my guy. So we swap phones. We're like, we've been talking to the same guy. Then nothing. So we go cold and we forget about it. Then Keisha and I, a couple of nights later, we're out at the pub having some drinks. In walks this guy.
Oh, no.
I look at him. He looks at me. He looks at Keisha. Keisha looks at him. Keisha looks at me. I look at Keisha. There's an awkward love triangle. He doesn't say a word.
Oh.
I think that there's other people you could pick.
Yeah, cute. So I went on a date with him last night. Okay.
Oh, great.
All right.
Have you told producer Keisha yet?
Yeah. Yes, I have. So you know what he told me? He said...
A lie.
He told me he did not recognize either of us.
Pull the other one.
He had a red flag on his head, Brittany Hockley.
I went to drop him home. We stopped at the traffic lights. I can't believe this is so funny.
She's gone high pitch. It must be good.
Oh,
we stopped at the traffic lights that were close to his house. Yeah. And he goes, okay, thank you guys so much. I'm going to run. Got out of the car, closed the door, and ran. He ran.
What? Do you know why? I'll tell you why. Because he still lives with his girlfriend. That's why. That's why he ran while the car was still moving.
And here we have a fine example of women's hypocrisy. She's clearly described the guy that most women complain about on the internet. The guy that had multiple options and have many women chasing after him. But this time we are hearing from an exception. The one that could have the guy and date him. It's impressive how happy she is and how much she doesn't care about anything else, including her own friend. We all could see how women have two different narratives for when things go right and for when things go wrong. When they get the guy, they are all happy, and the world is just beautiful and fair. But when things go wrong, then the world is bad, and it's all men's fault. Pure, pure hypocrisy.